American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The Republican Party uniting around the Trump-Vance ticket, thanks to former primary rivals giving strong endorsements last night.
Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period. You don't have to agree with Trump 100% of the time to vote for him.
There is more that unites us than divides us.
Let's heed the call of our party's nominee to fight for these United States.
RNC Chair Michael Whatley says unity will translate to votes.
I certainly think it will. And when we talk about this election cycle, it comes down to one question. It is strength versus weakness. And we think that when all Americans take a look at where America was under Donald Trump, we had a strong economy, we had a strong southern border, and a strong standing in the world. And so right now, none of that is the case, and Americans want to get back to where we are a strong country.
Even CNN predicting a possible landslide electoral win for the former president.
Donald Trump is leading in Pennsylvania right now. Donald Trump is leading in Wisconsin right now. Donald Trump is leading in Arizona right now. And Donald Trump, most believe, is right now has the lead in Nebraska. Even if you just go back to where we start, Donald Trump is in command. The numbers are getting worse for the president, Wolf, and Donald Trump has an opportunity with this convention to build it even more.
Meanwhile, MSNBC anchor Ari Melder accusing Trump of using the bandage on his ear as a prop.
Here's how the New York Times put it. On the first night of this convention, Trump was his own biggest prop. He entered the VIP box, a large white bandage on his injured right ear, an image for political mobilization, a spectacle for this candidate who we know is, by his own admission, obsessed with assorted spectacles.
Fox News contributor Joe Concha says even for the left-wing media, this is sick.
You hear the way Ari Melber put that? His injured right ear, injured to your point. A bullet went through the ear, and he's wearing a bandage because he lost part of the ear. We are 3 days since this man nearly got his head blown off, only because he turned his head a little bit more to read some notes that were given to him on a screen around immigration. Is he alive right now? And MSNBC, as sick as they are, and Ari Melber, as sick as he is, to say something like that, it's a prop?
It didn't take long for the mainstream media to pile on President Trump's pick for vice president, Steve Jordahl, with more.
Just as the Republican National Convention was gaveling in on Monday, Donald Trump Truth Socialed out, quote, "After lengthy deliberation and thought, and considering the tremendous talents of many others, I have decided that the person best suited to assume the position of vice president of the United States is Senator J.D. Vance of the great state of Ohio." It was a shot in the arm for Republicans, but more like a cattle prod to the mainstream news media.
He's unqualified. It's a singular issue.
He is a radical authoritarian, yeah. And Trump is picking him.
He is now picking a vice president who has pledged 100% loyalty to the cult of Donald Trump.
He would never stand for the Constitution before he would stand for Donald Trump.
Vance is young, only 39. And known as much for his best-selling book and accompanying movie Hillbilly Elegy as he is for being a senator from the Buckeye State. He was a never-Trumper back in 2016, but says he changed his mind after President Trump's first term. He's expected to follow Trump's lead on all policy matters, as is habit for a vice president, and that's what's got the media in a tizzy. Republican strategist Tricia McLaughlin says she expects the name-calling.
A radical authoritarian.
Yeah.
Bowing to the cult. This is the exact
kind of
rhetoric
we're talking
about. Exactly, that is so central to the Democrats' message, Joe Biden's message.
But she says in this post-assassination attempt election season, the media needs to dial it back a bit.
That, again, leads to extremism, like we saw on Saturday. And I think, you know, Joe Biden needs to speak out against this.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
American Family News is available online at AFN.net. And download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.